The organ. We're at the end of the nave, facing the organ. Notre Dame en Vaux has had several organs over the centuries. The instrument in front of us under the big rose window dates from the 19th century. This organ was connected to the choir organ, thus increasing the number of stops. It replaced a 17th century monumental organ. You can imagine its rich decoration. There was a standing angel holding a trumpet and Jesus raising the cross in his hand at the resurrection. Parts of it were even painted in azure, shot through with golden fleur-de-lis. All these splendid paintings and other religious emblems, unfortunately, put the church in serious danger when the French Revolution broke out. It was decided that the churches that escaped destruction would be emptied and used as riding schools and stables. On the 21st of November, 1793, a troop of sans-culottes came to Notre-Dame-en-Vaux to destroy the organ. The ropes were already attached to the top when the organist rushed in to speak to the revolutionaries. He tried to dissuade them. "You mustn't destroy such an object. It is worth a fortune." Without success, the wooden turrets were about to fall when he came up with one last argument. "Citizen, you have said that this organ must be used to celebrate freedom. In that case, the organ can accompany national songs and patriotic hymns." The battle was won. The ropes were released and the organ was used for national celebrations and the worship of reason. Paradoxically, the organ survived the French Revolution, but not the restorations of the 19th century. At the time, it was seen to have two drawbacks: its antiquated decoration and the fact that it blocked the bays and the rose window of the main portal from view. It would be replaced by the organ that we now see. Imitation Gothic, in keeping with the architecture of the church. Most of its pipes are enclosed in two cases either side of the nave. This arrangement is rare and is a distinctive feature of Notre-Dame-en-Vaux.